The paper on legal advice is open for comments. U.S., please.
Thank you, Chair. The United States appreciates the efforts of Netherlands in taking the initiative to facilitate the issue of legal counsel in the International Whaling Commission. We welcome the Netherlands' proposal as a starting point. We support the request to the Secretariat to investigate the use of legal and parliamentary counsel in other international bodies for possible use of such methods by the IWC. Often substantive or procedural questions arise during these meetings for which the chairman or the secretariat require immediate legal advice. Therefore, we support investigating how to obtain these services. Such counsel could clarify and streamline the meeting process, especially in the case of highly controversial items within the commission. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, U.S. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We, too, commend the Netherlands on the initiative they've taken to endeavour to resolve what is a difficult matter for this Commission. And there have been signs in recent times of strains the absence of authoritative legal mechanisms cause for this organisation. And indeed, I welcome the statement by the distinguished delegate of the United States in this regard, since I think what he said would provide practical help which would streamline our meetings if the Secretariat's investigations led to some availability of counsel in that respect. The modern practice in major international instruments that are negotiated these days is to include a comprehensive dispute settlement mechanism, often providing for compulsory recourse and binding rulings. New Zealand strongly supports the inclusion of such mechanisms because they bring competence and compliance to treaty relationships. So the proposal tabled by the Netherlands does identify an alternative way of proceeding, and elements of that proposal we can support. A dispute settlement mechanism, of course, would be a major undertaking and would have to be drafted with great care in order to ensure that the rights and obligations of parties to a dispute and other parties to the convention are properly defined with respect to the dispute. And the procedures contained in modern instruments are very detailed and precise. And it's probably unlikely in our view that ad hoc mechanisms such as those envisaged under the heading Possible Directions in the Netherlands proposal could be sufficiently developed to meet the needs of particular situations. So New Zealand supports the first step that is proposed, and we look forward to what it might bring. And indeed, if some progress can be secured from this, we, New Zealand, will be very pleased. But New Zealand will need to reserve its general legal position on the large international law issues that are involved here because they are very big. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I now have Sweden, Denmark, Norway on my list. Sweden, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Having taken part in three very intensive meetings within our IWC, I have personally become deeply aware of that legal issues are not easily handled. Sweden means that the best way to facilitate the process for the future should be to ask the Secretariat to take the three steps suggested by Netherlands. At this stage, we are reluctant to the use of external advisers, but would happily consider it as a possible next step after we got the results from the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. Denmark, please.
Thank you. At least to a certain degree, I can associate myself with part of the remarks from Sweden and the United States, but to make my position a bit more clear, I think in general it is both a good and maybe a dangerous idea. The good perspective is that I see a felt need to have possibilities to get what I would call factual legal advice, that is assistance as to what is common international practice, what are written in other conventions, what is normal practice, how is it generally interpreted, and an example, the sentences may be in some areas from the international court, or that kind of thing. All that kind of, to have an easy access to that, that would be very helpful to me. I think the borderline is naturally that we should not in any way, so to say, give up a part of our decision-making rights to some external bodies or that type. I think it is our responsibility, and we have to do it on the best possible legal, biological, and so on, factual grounds, and then make our own political decisions at the end based on that. As to the first steps there, I think that A and B is no problem to me. I have some hesitations as to C, not because I'm strongly against it, but I nevertheless have some problems with it. I think it may be a little difficult for the Secretariat to explore the type range of legal issues that the Commission may face. It may put in the Secretariat in a situation where they are assumed to try to guess where we may disagree or have problems. I think it may politicize the Secretariat in an unexpected manner. So that's one thing. And I also think that the second sentence, how urgently possible legal issues need to be resolved, I think is it not more our problem instead of the Secretariat's problem. But A and B, that is fine to me.
Thank you, Denmark. And I have Norway, Japan, UK, Australia on my list. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Norway would certainly agree that the discussions in this body from time to time give rise to some difficult legal problems, but we do not subscribe to the view that the interpretation of our legal problems under this convention gives rise to particular problems for delegates. We have to recognize, after all, that delegations have the possibility to include legal experts in their delegations to these meetings, and we would encourage them to take advice from them during these discussions. We also think it a bit assumptuous to assume on our part that we have problems in interpreting our obligations under the convention. And certainly for the Norwegian delegation, we do not recognize any external authority in that regard. We know that such mechanisms exist under the United Nations with the Security Council that would authoritatively decide what our obligations are in certain circumstances, but under this convention there certainly are no such mechanisms. And we have to remember that it's for contracting states themselves that have to interpret the obligations that they have undertaken under the convention. We also have some concerns about leaving tasks to the Secretariat that are so open-ended and indefinite as the description of the first step is in the Netherlands paper. We regret to say that we don't think the Secretariat have the competence to distinguish what legal issues that might arise in its broad aspect from the convention. And we think if such a task was to be undertaken, it would have to be a task for the commissioners themselves, who have the authority to interpret these obligations. So Norway would not support to give this task to the Secretariat. We would be willing, however, to explore in what ways we could move forward, possibly with an ad hoc working group under the Convention, to look at what issues that should be probably discussed in this regard. We would not support such an exercise, however, if this is yet another effort to discuss political issues in a legal context. We know that such exercises have been undertaken before, but they've not been able to bridge those political gaps that does, after all, exist within the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. I have Japan, followed by UK. Japan, please.
議長ありがとうございます、我が国といたしましては IWC の決定はあくまで各締約国の意思に基づいてなされるべきであって外部の法律事務所等の意見が各締約国の意思決定に影響を及ぼさないような及ぼすような枠組みは受け入れられません。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Japan believes that the decision at the IWC should be made based upon the will of the contracting government, contracting parties. Therefore, we cannot accept a framework where the decision-making of the contracting party could be influenced by the opinions of the external law firms.
我が国としましては、本提案に即した今後の作業は当面差し控えるのが適当ではないかと考えます。
Therefore, we believe that the future work in conformance to this proposal, I think, should be not promoted right now. In other words, we should refrain from trying to work on this proposal for the time being. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm grateful to the Netherlands for having produced this paper, and I understand the concerns which drive it. I do consider that the steps proposed would be a useful first step in determining how we might proceed to resolve in rather better order the legal problems which confront us from time to time in this forum. Nevertheless, I have some sympathy for the remarks made by both my Norwegian and Japanese colleagues, and I do not think that it would be sensible to plan to go very far, to go beyond this first step until we have seen its results. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I think this is a useful initiative as well. There are clearly points of legal interpretation that we stumble across regularly. I do understand the concerns also of Norway and Japan, and I'd associate myself with the comments from my New Zealand colleague.
Thank you, Australia. Monaco, followed by Spain, please. Monaco.
Mr. Chairman, sorry, I was consulting with the rest of my delegation. This is to... Mr. Chairman, I would like to just say that I find proposal by the Commissioner of the Netherlands to be very constructive and helpful. Perhaps it is too detailed in some parts, as outlined by some delegation, and I would like to associate myself in particular with the remarks made by Sweden on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. I have Spain followed by Brazil. Spain, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would support, like other speakers, the idea that we have a certain gap within our convention as to expeditious dispute settlement procedures that may be adapted to our proceedings. This doesn't mean, of course, that according to general international law rules, we don't have the general means to solve our legal disputes. So we would welcome the idea to explore how other conventions deal with this sort of issues. I note, by the way, that many of the speakers on this round and on this agenda item are new faces to our screen TVs. So maybe this proves the fact that delegations, as somebody has already said, need special advice on these matters. What we certainly would caution against is to turn any disagreement in this commission into a legal dispute. And like others have said, it's also the will of the members of this commission that has to interpret and apply, and sometimes also the chair, the rules both of the convention and the rules of procedure and the rules of debate. Thank you.
Thank you, Spain. I have Brazil followed by Sweden, but I'll give Iceland the full floor first because Sweden has already spoken. Brazil first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we commend the Netherlands' involvement in this subject. We believe the proposal is put forward in good faith. It's practical, especially taking into account that the Commission does not count upon a dispute settlement mechanism, neither a legal advisor. However, Brazil is concerned with some specific aspects of the proposal. We can go along with the idea that the Secretariat be asked to start exploring this subject on a very preliminary basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Iceland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since this is the last day, I would like to use the opportunity to actually associate myself with the comments made by UK, Brazil, and others who have spoken in a similar way. I haven't had many opportunities to do that so far. Generally, I think this commission should try to limit itself to looking at how other relevant bodies handle these issues at this time. I don't think we should go too far and reflect. I'd like to associate myself generally with the comments made by those who have had those opinions. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland. As all members that want to make a first intervention done so, I'd like to give the floor to Sweden for a short comment. Sweden, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just would like to add that, of course, we still think that the main task to IWC is to implement the new RMS. And I think that Norway, for example, would agree to that. I have learned that legal advice is not only a way to state positions, it's also a mean to broaden the road within a given framework. And of that reason, I think that strengthened possibilities for legal advice, and I really mean advice, within IWC could be a very good thing for the future. And it's, of course, up to the parties to decide. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll try to sum up this discussion. I can hear that there is agreement on first step A and B, and I think we should recommend that and perhaps have the suggestion by Norway for an ad hoc work group come up next year instead when we have the result of this first round. Can we agree on that? Thank you very much. Agenda item 18 is closed.